Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 44. In this episode, I'll discuss the management priorities for a hospital pharmacist when caring for a patient with status epilepticus. In addition to all the evidence, I have a ton of extra resources related to today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode44. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free group with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. I invite you to join me and the over 100 other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Whenever I encounter a hospital inpatient with an acute seizure, I make sure that I have IV lorazepam available. Most seizures stop after about 2 minutes. In reality, this means that by the time the lorazepam has been brought to the bedside, the seizure is usually over. When the seizure is over, I assist the team in identifying and treating the underlying cause of the seizure. Common reasons for an adult inpatient to experience a seizure include intracerebral mass or bleed, CNS infection, cerebral hypoxia, drug overdose, such as with a tricyclic antidepressant, drug withdrawal, such as withdrawal from anticonvulsants, alcohol, or benzodiazepines, and metabolic disturbances like low glucose or sodium. If the seizure lasts more than 5 minutes, the patient is now considered to be in status epilepticus. Status epilepticus is a neurologic emergency and can result in respiratory failure, cardiovascular collapse, and neurologic damage if it is not terminated. Rapid treatment is essential for a good patient outcome. Guidelines for the treatment of status epilepticus, published in 2012, are available from the Neurocritical Care Society, and I have them linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode44. Treatment should begin immediately with a benzodiazepine. Use lorazepam, 0.1 milligrams per kilo IV, or midazolam, 0.2 milligrams per kilo IM. Avoid giving midazolam IV because this is more likely to cause respiratory arrest and force endotracheal intubation upon a patient who might not have required it. Immediately after an appropriate dose of benzodiazepine is given, obtain medications necessary to support the patient if they develop respiratory failure or hypotension. This involves preparing medications for endotracheal intubation, which I covered at pharmacyjoe.com/episode15, and vasopressor therapy, which I cover at pharmacyjoe.com/episode5. Whether or not seizure activity has stopped after you have obtained intubation and vasopressor medications, an anti-epileptic drug will be needed. A 2014 update recommends levetiracetam, 30 milligrams per kilo IV, valproic acid, 30 milligrams per kilo IV, or phenytoin at 20 milligrams per kilo IV. Let's talk about refractory status epilepticus. Refractory status epilepticus is treated with general anesthesia and mechanical ventilation. When status epilepticus is considered refractory is up for debate. The 2012 guidelines state status epilepticus that persists after benzodiazepines and an anti-epileptic drug is considered refractory. But some experts think that status epilepticus should be considered refractory after the failure of the first agent that should have worked. The trouble with the guidelines is they assume that an anti-epileptic drug is immediately available at the bedside to administer after the initial benzodiazepines are given. In reality, ordering, preparing, dispensing, and administering an IV anti-epileptic drug will take 20 minutes or more, even in the most ideal circumstances. In practice, using the approach in the guidelines, waiting until an anti-epileptic drug fails to move to general anesthesia, may result in status epilepticus persisting for 60 minutes or more. The alternative definition of refractory status epilepticus serves to accelerate the time to general anesthesia and termination of status epilepticus. This is thought to be beneficial, since the risk of serious neuronal damage increases greatly if seizure activity persists longer than 30 minutes. Unfortunately, there is no study, either published or underway, that examines whether moving towards general anesthesia faster results in better outcomes. There are three options I would consider for inducing anesthesia to terminate refractory status epilepticus. Those are midazolam, propofol, and ketamine. For midazolam, give 0.2 milligrams per kilo IV, followed by an infusion of at least 0.2 milligrams per kilo per hour, titrating up to 2 milligrams per kilo per hour. Watch out for tachyphylaxis, which may necessitate dose increases. For propofol, give 2 milligrams per kilo IV, followed by an infusion of 50 mics per kilo per hour. Watch out for hypotension and give a vasopressor to counteract this. And for ketamine, give 3 milligrams per kilo IV, followed by an infusion of at least 1 milligram per kilo per hour, titrating up to 10 milligrams per kilo per hour. In summary, for the pharmacist responding to an inpatient with status epilepticus, keep in mind these three things. Number one, obtain the right amount of benzodiazepines fast. Number two, prepare to assist with supportive care. And number three, keep an eye on the clock with the goal of terminating seizure activity within 30 minutes. Listeners can support the show by shopping through my Amazon link at the bottom of pharmacyjoe.com or by purchasing something they find useful from my resource page at pharmacyjoe.com/resources. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.